93.14 Oof Radio. Unilla here, broadcasting live from Toronto, and this is the Radio Reading Review, where we'll be taking a look at some books. Today's book is Every Falling Star by Sungjoo Lee, the true story of how I escaped North Korea. But just before we begin, I'd like to tell you about a great website called Audible.com. Audible makes it so much easier to get your favorite books anywhere, anytime, and discover new ones with over 100,000 titles to choose from. Go to www.audible.com/radio-review for a bonus free audiobook of your choice. A good choice would be Every Falling Star, a 2019 Red Maple nonfiction nominee. The book is very well written, and Susan McClelland, who helped Sungjoo Lee express his story with her writing expertise, did a really good job. The language used is very detailed and makes it easy to visualize or feel the emotions and horrible pain he endures. One thing I like is the use of the Korean words for some names and terms, because it makes it feel a lot more personal since it's how they actually address one another in their language, instead of just translating it into English. A major event in the biography is when he starts realizing the problems in his country. Growing up in the capital and largest city in North Korea, Pyongyang, when he was young, he doesn't know much about life outside of it until they're forced to leave. At first, he thinks his classmates must be joking about their lives, until he also needs to catch small animals and steal just to survive. The fact that most of the population outside the capital is in extreme poverty makes him begin to question the superiority of their eternal leaders and how good their government really is. Something that was clear was how different the lives of North Koreans are. Over there, the people are denied many things that are considered basic human rights in Canada. For example, they don't have freedom of speech and can't voice any criticism about the government, like almost everyone does here and in the US. The country is vulnerable to food shortages pretty often because they don't have large food imports like we have, and the farming conditions are very difficult. This problem leaves many people malnourished and sick, which is increased by the difficulty to get proper health care outside of the big city. The North Korean government is very strict about travel as well, so regular North Korean citizens can't leave their country. If a North Korean defector is found in China by Chinese authorities, they will be deemed an illegal work migrant and sent back to North Korea, where they will face really harsh consequences. Even if it's difficult, if a North Korean escapes South Korea, they will be safe and accepted as a citizen. Only a few make it through, though, and they still need to be careful, or people that they left back in North Korea could get into big trouble. One of the people who managed to escape was Sungjoo Lee. With help from his dad he hadn't seen in years, he now advocates to help people escape the North Korean regime. Sharing stories like his is important because we can understand what life is like in North Korea. That concludes our time for today, and if you haven't already, I hope you get a chance to read Every Falling Star. Tune in next time for episode number 8976 of Radio Reading Reviews.